Hey everyone, and welcome back to That Time of the Week! I'm your host, Maddie Smith. What a great week for random topics that no one gives a fuck about, including Krispy Kreme, who has offered to give a free donut every day to the rest of the year for people who got vaccinated. Your move, Jessica Biel. Anti-vaxxer. Yeah. Oh. I knew. I was going to say Jenny McCarthy, but I said, is that outdated?
I don't know.
Who knows
but
anymore?
She's the one that's known the most for being an anti-vaxxer.
I know. I wanted to be a little bit more nuanced.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This was the first time I say I'm proud to be an American. All right. I was actually, when I got my vaccination, I was upset there weren't snacks at the end.
Totally.
I got up, I stood up, I said, I was like lightheaded. I was like, where's my juicy juice? Where's my Teddy Grahams? And where's my sticker? Where's my post on Instagram? And there was none of that. And I'm such trash that when I found out the Krispy Kreme news, I actually Googled to see what other fast food places were having vaccination offerings. Turns out none of them. But there's a couple places in the West that are giving out like free joints and free edibles to people who got vaccinated. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Which goes to show we are also living in the wrong place. So I was actually happy about this Krispy Kreme. I was like, whoa, that's awesome for like public health. I didn't even think about the donuts part, but I was like, yeah, encourage people. But then of course what happened? I went on Twitter, found out it's bad. Everything I think is cool, I found out is bad on Twitter. I'm like, Hitler's awesome. Twitter says he's bad. You know, it's so annoying. Everything is crumbles. So Twitter said, what a great initiative for a country that's suffering from obesity. Yeah, blame obesity on Krispy Kreme.
Right.
That's fucking rude as hell. Okay, should we also end Halloween and Thanksgiving and all Southern food? Like, get over it. You know what else is a bigger problem than obesity? COVID. Okay, so let's end COVID. You know what's going to make obesity worse is if we sit inside for another year. So get your vaccinations, get your motherfucking donut. And I praise anyone who eats one donut for every day for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
That's a feat. That's a disgusting one, but you do you. And you know what? Krispy Kreme works hard, but the devil works harder. According to Lil Nas X, who put out a song this week. I think the song is called Montero.
Yes,
Call
it
Me
is.
By Your Name.
That's right.
If you watch the music video, there's a little scene where he takes a stripper pole down to hell and performs fellatiotic acts on the devil. And everyone's like, what? Well, everyone. By everyone, I mean Christians. It's not, no one I know. It's always Christians who ruin it for everyone.
Yeah.
But they were like, of course, like they hate devil imagery and blah, blah, blah. But they were like, one person's argument was like, Lil Nas, your target audience is children. Like, why would you put this out there? Have you guys ever heard of Bob Saget? Okay.
Yeah.
Went on Full House, cleanest dad in the world. And then his stand-up is like, what's up? I fuck children. Yeah. No one ever called him out. So now people are screaming at Lil Nas X, and to make it worse for him, not saying I think it's bad, but he put out a pair of sneakers, limited edition, with real blood in it. Real blood in these sneakers. So now I'm wondering, can I resell my underwear? Hey! That was good. I thought about that one for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not even that good. Oh, man. I really don't know how to write jokes. You know, you ever see like a famous comic and you're like, that's a joke. I don't really know, like, you know, like the rule of thirds and...
Well,
I think, should take a class at this point.
Yeah, that'll do it.
You do?
Yeah.
live at the comic strip graduation class. It's
That's
Maddie
what's going to help you.
I know. Yeah. And then our last... So we got the Lil Nas X with the song. It's a bop. I'll tell you that much. And then Old Town Road had inappropriate lyrics in it. Don't act like... He was talking about drinking lean and Gucci slides. That's the biggest problem for me. So we got the blood sneakers, and then final topic for today, children's books are flying off the shelves, but not in a good way. Six of Dr. Seuss's books are being banned for inappropriate depictions of various cultures. And now, as of late, the writer of the Captain Underpants books, that's how little I respect those books. I don't even know what the author's name is. I was like, oh, finally, Captain Underpants is getting canceled. But the author had books about people from Asian descent inappropriately depicted. Yeah. I look forward to seeing which episodes of this podcast will be taken from in 10 years. But yeah. I never understood, like, what is your motive for writing these books in that, well, whatever, Dr. Seuss, I don't know. You're old. It's always like they're old.
Yeah.
Yes, they're old.
I mean, yeah.
But the Captain Underpants guy is literally like a millennial. Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
Well, I think he wrote a book of, like, two Asian kids trying to do like martial arts, but it was like passive racism. It wasn't like clear racism. It was just like
microaggressions.
Yeah,
right.
So that's what they say.
That's what they be saying. But we'll discuss
the word on the streets.
Yeah, we'll discuss the books a little bit later. But let's introduce our guests. They're already crushing it here on the podcast, and I brought back the roast jokes just for you guys. Jill should have told Jill she would have taken a Xanax. But first off, we got Ashlyn Salzano. Looks like she sells churros in the subway platform. What's up?
I wish. Ashlyn, make a shit ton of money.
I know, dude. And they act like they don't. They're like, please buy my churros. I'm like, bitch, I know you're a millionaire. I know you got $1 million in there.
You don't have to beg me to buy them. I'll buy the churros.
I'll buy them. Yeah. Even the mangoes. I'm like, I'll get the mangoes. Yeah. If it's not mangoes, cucumbers, I'll take your cucumbers with seasoning. I don't know what's in. It's like they put Taki seasoning on the mangoes. And I'm like, I take them.
Pure MSG.
MSG. Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And then, of course, next to Ashlyn, we got Jill Wiener. Hello, Jill. Hi. She's a big Woody Allen fan, but only after the documentary came out.
Keep it in the family. That's what I always say.
That's what I always say. How are we doing, guys? What's the vibe?
Vibe strong.
Yeah.
We got some good topics coming today.
I'm so excited to talk about all of them.
My mouth is dry as hell.
Yeah.
I just stumbled over the word topic. Yeah.
So it's going to be a long road ahead of us.
I apologize to anybody listening, but I feel like it comes through in the audio. So I just want to say
ASMR.
Yeah. My apologies. But let's get into our first segment. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Our first segment, per usual, is called Let's Think Up. You guys already know. First segment, always, we ask one question to get us all on the same page. You know, whether you got an IUD or not, we always gotta get our eggs in sync, okay? So today's question, on the line of the Krispy Kreme giveaway, I'm asking you guys, if you were anti-vax, what is one like marketing scheme or giveaway that would turn you to be a vaxxer? You would say, I'm getting the vaccine now.
COVID, I think. I got a raging case of COVID.
Yeah. So if McBurger King says, we're giving COVID to everyone here, that would make you
then
turn.
I would get a vaccine.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say you had COVID?
I did. I was one of the OGs. I had it back March 2020.
You should be in a documentary or something.
Thank you. I should. I lost my sense of taste and smell for about a week, and that was it.
A week?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And that was it? Some people lost like 15 pounds, and I was like...
Right? But some people lost 15 pounds. They got like modeling gigs. They found a husband. Yeah. And others are sitting there losing their sense of taste and smell for a week.
Some lost their lives too. So I guess, you know.
A couple people lost their lives, and I'm like, can you not be so dramatic?
Right.
Like, why do you have to talk about it all the time?
Should we just chill?
Can you just chill? 400,000 of you just chill? God. Okay. So you would take COVID.
I would take COVID. Or just cold hard cash, I think would be good.
For sure. Why can't Krispy Kreme turn around and give us the equivalent of a whole year's worth of Krispy Kreme donuts?
Right? What is that? $12?
Probably $12. I have a story about Krispy Kreme, and this is how I know how cheap they are to make. One time I went to a birthday party in seventh grade, and it was limo themed. We're white. And it was limo party.
Whoa.
The whole thing with the parents rented a limo, and we went to the movies, dinner, and we rode around in a limo. So at midnight, no, it was not midnight. It was seventh grade midnight. It was 10 p.m. I always picture it as like 4 a.m., but it was 10 p.m. At 10 p.m., the parents were like, let's stop for donuts. So they stopped at a Krispy Kreme, and the people working there we're about to close. We have 8 dozen donuts left. Do you want to take them all?
Wow.
And at my sleepover, we had 8 dozen donuts to nosh on all night.
Wow.
I literally think I ate 12 Krispy Kremes that night.
It's a Krispy Dream.
Just there. Yeah. It was a Krispy Dream.
How long did you all stay up after that?
It was like an all-nighter.
Yeah.
And I knew the parents, like, how can you say no to that in front of 12 girls?
Yeah.
We're like, say yes, please. And they had frosted. They had regular. They got some maple in there. I ate donuts all night.
Good for you.
And I know they're cheap to make because they went down fast.
Yeah.
It's like air with sugar on
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like a Krispy Kreme.
Sure.
Yeah. What about you, Ashlyn?
If they like gave me a washer and dryer for my apartment, that, if I, you know what I mean? Like that would motivate me to do anything, actually, if I don't have to go to like a rat infested basement in a building. This would be great.
In building.
Yeah.
In building.
Mine's in the shed out back.
Yeah, mine's in the shed. I got to walk down a highway with like underwear flying out of my bag. Homeless guy's like, ma'am, you drop this. You keep it. Yeah, it's on me. You go buy yourself something good. There's a lot of guys out there who pay $3,000 for those.
Yeah. Top blood.
I would say a washer and dryer would turn my life around
for sure. Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
A rooftop bar with a pool in my apartment building. You know, I'm a simple girl.
Amenities. Yeah. You're looking for amenities.
I'm looking for amenities. I will say my next apartment, I will not live in unless it has a washer dryer.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's my next level up.
Yeah.
I feel like great standards. Just great standards in New York.
I would like to be able to wash my clothing. Yeah. Is that too much to ask? Whenever I go to someone's place with a washer dryer, I'm just in awe.
Yeah.
And I want to be like, can I come over tomorrow and bring my... I would throw in one sock at a time.
Why not? If I had a washer dryer. A disco wash.
Just toss it. Like, as it's being worn, just toss it in.
Same. Everything. Because, I'd be so bougie.
I will say there is also something humiliating about having a stranger do my laundry for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's the way they look at you when you walk in.
They know. They're like, there's the girl.
Down.
Yeah.
The smell.
Yeah. There's the girl with the dirty socks again. It's a very intimate relationship. I'll tell you that
much. It is. It is.
She like smirks when I walk. I'm like, shut up. We all have discharge.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a mysterious piece of clothing back in your...
Yes.
Ooh, what was it?
And you can tell me if you're team me or team other person who lives with me, a thong. And I said, whose is this?
I don't know.
Did I just out my boyfriend as a cheater?
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was wearing them.
Oh. He does seem like a thong guy.
He does.
He seems like a thong guy.
He does. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him. Well, now I'm seeing things a little bit differently. Yeah.
Now I'm team Andrew. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now I feel like I'm oppressing him.
Yeah.
Right. He likes to do the banana hammock with the Borat. No, I was in my my little underwear. You know, you put everything away. I was like sifting through my underwear, and there was like a thong in there, and it was not mine.
Right. Because
I have one literal single thong that I wear only in emergency cases. You will not catch me in a thong. The thing that I would get a vaccine for, similar to the washer dryer, is a parking spot in New York City.
Oh.
And I'm not talking in the Bronx. I'm talking right in front,
right out
front. Yeah, it would change my whole life. Washer dryer, press the parking spot.
Mm. Yeah.
Life would be turned around immediately.
You're going up to the Hudson Valley on the weekends. You don't even care.
No care in sight. I'm going
Hudson Valley on the weekend.
I'm going up to.
Isn't that what you do when you have a car here?
Yeah, we do have a car, but we don't use it because we're like we have a spot. We're saving it.
Yes,
until.
Yeah,
we're saving
it. And literally
here it's like no parking Monday 11:30 to 1:00. Ugh. And if it's Sunday night, you will not find a spot that is not in that month. Because then Monday you have to move the car.
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous. And I never see anyone cleaning these streets.
No,
this bitch
De Blasio.
Blasio, this is for you. And additionally, this bitch who lives in our house is never parked in the driveway.
Oh.
And when she does come home, she parks on the sidewalk in the front of the driveway. So it's like, bitch, let us use the spot.
Why does your parking lot big enough for two cars? Is it not?
I think it could be.
I think it could be.
She's selfish as fuck.
Have you asked her, like, we'll give you extra if you let us use the parking?
No, she barely speaks English. So, you know.
So you just avoid her. That's
I'm incredibly xenophobic, but when she like talks to us, it's in a way that's like she has scripted in her mind what she wants to say, and when we respond, she just repeats it. Like there's no dialogue.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like I grew cucumber for you, and you're like, oh, thanks. I grew cucumber for you.
Yeah.
Like
I'm allergic.
No, yeah.
I grew cucumber.
You take cucumber, and you're like, okay, Kima. All right. So if we were to ask, I think she would be very confused.
Right.
She's like, I sometimes parking on street.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we want to park here, and she'd be like, you're moving. So I would love, or like a garage.
Yeah,
garage. Pay for.
That sounds nice.
And the other thing that I would like, and this is more of a theoretically, this isn't real, this isn't a marketing scheme.
Okay.
This is just something that I would trade my life for, is being able to eat what I want with no consequences.
Oh, oh yeah. God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like that's every.
I'd give up limbs for that.
I like, would give up.
For sure. I'd yeah. lose fingers for that.
Yeah. I'll give a finger. I'll give a finger and a toe. I'll give an arm.
Yeah.
If I could give away one arm to just eat whatever I want for the rest of my life, with no
I'll give an ear. I don't have to listen from both.
No.
Yeah.
No consequences. And no, you don't feel bad. You don't get literally bloated. No,
every negative consequence you associate with eating, yeah. gone. Out the window. I pretty much yeah. would just want to be a man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking for. I think about this every day. Like, I'm always like, I used to be like, if a genie asked me, I'd ask for $4
million. $4 million, that's it?
I want to stay humble.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
I want to still have to budget for yeah. something.
You just want to afford crazy. The parking in New York.
Parking and a washer dryer. Yeah. But now I'm like, let me eat. If I could eat anything with no consequences, my life yeah. would change. In ways that I didn't even think possible.
Right.
I would get the $4 million because I would be able to focus on things other than food and my body.
Yeah. I would also, like, if they were like, no, you don't have to wear a mask at Ugh. All anywhere, because I'm really tired of smelling my own breath.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really tired of dealing with that on my own. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that before you started wearing masks. I was thinking that about you. I said, get me away from Ashley. But now that you vaccines are coming, I think it'll be a maskless summer. Although yes. someone did tell me she's going to wear masks for the rest of her life. And I said, you like, do you.
Good thing you're ugly.
yeah. Good thing, because you look great with that on. Otherwise,
good thing your eyes is your best quality.
Get out of my face. You will not catch me in one of those.
No, yeah. I'm ripping it off. Especially weed's going to be legal soon.
Oh.
It's going to be the summer yeah. of love, baby.
I should have added that to my topics, because that was, and they said dispensaries probably within a year.
Yeah. yeah. I feel like they already exist. I mean, every smoke shop yes. is going to be like, we got weed now.
I mean, they're in a corner weed. Now. I don't know, yeah. if, like uptown by where I live, uptown New York, they yeah. literally have like a board, like a whiteboard, and it has like everything you want and the price.
Really?
On the street. That's yes. great.
Interesting.
It's like Purple Haze, $2.70. Like,
so someone tell me why I just paid $30 for like two gummy edibles.
Ew, 30 oh, $30. God.
Was, how many milligrams?
It was just a five each.
Ooh, $30?
It was, I'm exaggerating, but it was 30 for a little tin of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whereas I think it should be way fucking cheaper.
Yeah.
Well, the dispensaries are expensive. Yeah. As fuck.
But I like dispensary stuff more because I feel more less like and more just like I'm getting high.
Yeah. yeah.
Some for some reason I trust a corporate weed.
Yeah.
More than some guy in his Honda Civic. I'm into capitalism. That's all I have to say.
I trust the Honda Civic guy.
I trust
you. stick with what you know.
Not me. I like the Amazon weed. Send it to me 2-day shipping.
Whole
you know?
Foods.
Yes. yeah. Totally. I do think once weed is legal, I will be a full pothead.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Especially gummies and stuff. Like, dude. When you can have a little 5 milligram and then you have one of those and just a couple of drinks, then you're just giggle bus.
I'm cannot riding it emphasize all night long. The 5 milligram so gummies are going to change the world.
Yeah.
5 milligrams. We're all going to be popping them left and right. Yeah. I love you. I love you.
Yeah. Love, love, love.
I hate me, but I love you.
This is what's wrong with me, but everything yes. that's good about you.
Yeah, you're fucking awesome. Yeah. And then they'll say, you're awesome. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great. And yeah. Okay. I feel like we're synced up.
Great.
Yeah, how do you guys feel?
Yeah. I feel synced.
Okay, cool. Let's move on to our next segment. Our next segment's called Emotional Issues.
In the height of emotion, it's not always easy to stop and think things through. But if you'll just slow down, then judgment has a better chance to take hold.
So this week I asked some of my Instagram followers to ask me advice.
Sweet.
Ask us advice. I don't think any of us are in a place to give advice. Yeah. We're talking about how a washer dryer would change our lives. So take it with a grain of salt.
I was going to say how nice of them to trust us.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, like 2,000 people saw the story and like 10 people asked. So the ratio is not strong. So I appreciate those who trust in me.
I always want to reach out to people who like I see my story, but don't respond to like the polls I put. And I'm like, who do you think you are? You're too good.
I cannot emphasize even. Oh, you can't you can't vote in my poll.
Yes.
You prefer blue cheese or ranch.
Right. Yeah.
Like wow. Okay.
You can't move your thumb to a button.
Oh, you're just yeah. scrolling by this yeah. incredible poll, mining data. You can't participate.
It's like
in
I'm
this?
Entertaining you, and you can't even give a little back.
You can't even, yeah. You're just staring and watching, maybe sending to others. Look at yeah. this bitch. Well, you know what? Look yeah. at this bitch. I see all of you.
yeah.
I see all of you who are watching and even not responding.
Yeah.
Whoever doesn't respond to every single one of my stories, I see you.
I see.
I love how we're always like, I know she watched my story. None of us are retaining any info. Yeah, this is, we're watching stories like this, and we're always like, well, he watched my story, so he knows where I am tonight.
It's like you just opened your phone and let it play.
Yeah. People take a shit, they let it play, yeah. And then we're all just like mindlessly. The number of things I see on the internet that I don't remember.
No idea.
That I'm smashing the like on.
The amount of times that, like, the internet has told me, hey, you've been scrolling for a long time. Yes. It's really embarrassing. It's really embarrassing.
Well, I turned screen time on for my therapist, and the first week was alarming.
What does it just tell you how long you've been on?
Yeah, for a week. It tells you your average use for the week per day. My first one was like 11 hours.
Woo, girl.
I know, I got it down to
per
six.
Per day?
No judgment.
Well,
no,
you go to sleep at 1 a.m.
And I wake up at 3. And so I'm calling people. Yeah, I'm cold calling my businesses every day. But
you're working.
I'm working, something like that. But then we got it down to like 7. Oh, so I'm feeling great. Good about that. But when I first sent it to her, I had to send like a screenshot of it. And when we got onto the Zoom, she was like smirking. And I was like, don't you fucking...
Like, don't you?
I was like, I sent you my screen time. She's like, yeah, I got it.
It's the same smirk in the laundromat, right? Yeah. It's just like they know you're dirty.
It's the underwear smirk. How dare you act like you know anything? I'm working. I'm not working at all. Okay, so this first question, I forgot to put names on this, but I think this was Taylor. So this first one says, I should put shout... No, because they don't want to know. This wasn't. This was no one we know.
This is anonymous.
This is anonymous.
This is Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift said this one.
He's Swift.
Okay, so this one says, how do you establish yourself in a new city or environment after, you know, moving there from home?
You beat up the biggest person on the street.
Literally. Go right for the bouncer. Say, I'm going to fuck you up. He's like, you can come in. No, I'm still going to fuck you up. Yeah. I don't even want to come into this bar. I just want to mess with you.
I just wanted to prove myself on these city streets.
Yeah.
This is how I established myself in New York City. Do not take this advice, but I blacked out and went on a lot of... I blacked out for the first year here. You have to make friends. And then people are like, you're so fun. And then you hang out with them again. And they're like, who are you?
Yeah.
But you got to black out the first year, I think.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of like Bumble dates, blacked out, told people about the Bumble dates, did stand up about the Bumble dates.
Yeah.
And that's how I kind of like found myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I did not find myself, but I made some friends.
You just got to completely lose yourself. Right. That's how you
Thank
make
you, Eminem.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to debase yourself. Yeah. That's what I did. I was really very upfront about like, I need friends. Will you be my friend?
You have to be shameless.
And it was embarrassing, but people responded. Not positively, but they did respond.
Hey, response is better than none.
Exactly. The Instagram story response. Yes. It's better than none. Yeah. I agree. You have to be shameless. Yeah. You have to show up to... If you're doing like a hobby, it helps if you do stand-up. Because
a hobby.
If you're doing a hobby of some sorts, if you have a job, like be like, hey, what's everyone doing tonight?
Right.
Make friends at work. Branch out from there. Do not be afraid. Especially if you're in your 20s. Like people are still malleable when it comes to friends.
Yeah.
When you're later, it's like harder, no more friends. But like post college or mid 20s, if you go to something of like work drinks event and there's non-work people there, befriend them.
Right. Yeah.
And then branch out from there.
Yeah.
Didn't you join like a soccer team?
Oh my God.
That was a disaster.
That was one. This is my piece of advice. Do not do the sports. I'm going to tell you what happened. So someone from high school messages me. Do you want to join an intramural first mistake? I'm in a new city. I'm not Maddie Smith anymore. And I'm Maddie Smith. Okay. Yeah. We don't play with people from high school. What did I do? I joined an intramural soccer league. I was like, maybe I'll meet hot guys. All the guys were ugly.
Right.
They were the hideous, most hideous or gay or in a relationship with a very beautiful hot woman.
Yeah. You're like, I'll date her instead of him. Because you're like, how could he get her?
Literally.
Yeah.
And what happened was when you do the co-ed leagues in some of these leagues, I think it was mine, NYC Social or something, they are so adamant about the girls being there because you have to have a certain number of women on the field at a time. So if someone else canceled, they were like, Maddie, you have to come tonight or else we can't play. I don't like that kind of hang. Right. I don't like knowing I'm only there because I'm the girl, which is all of my comedy career.
Yeah.
So true.
But you're the only girl on the lineup.
Oh, can you give me Caitlin's number?
Yeah.
It's like every week, if I'm not on it, one of you guys are on it. But so they like do not, like we just fill as, like there's never two women on a show. It's so fucking dumb.
That's too much diversity. I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah, it scares America.
I know. So the soccer thing was annoying because like you want to bail and then they're like, you cannot bail. Ugh. And then 4 games in, what the fuck happens? I tear my AC motherfucking L.
That sucks.
And they like, I wasn't close enough to anyone for them to care a lot.
Yeah.
So they were just like, are you like good? Like they stood around me again with the smirk. They stood around me like, like uncomfortably because I was the one burdening their game. And you know what kind of like EMT they have for intramural games? Literally a man who gives you like goldfish and is like, well...
And a Gatorade.
He comes over in a golf cart with 1 mile an hour. He's like, I'll be there. You're like on the ground like, fuck, this fucking sucks. And I tore my ACL. I had to get surgery. And my knee hurts to this day. So I would advise don't do the sports leagues. Maybe do something like a trivia. I don't know. It's so humiliating that first year because you...
It's hard. It sucks.
You meet a lot of people. You're like, nope, nope, nope. Oh, mate, no, maybe, no. Yeah.
Well, like, I'm literally the worst person for this question because I live in the same apartment I was born in. Like, literally born in the same tub. You know what I mean?
Is your placenta still in there?
Yes. I think it is. We use it as a washcloth. No. Get out of here.
You put in your Nike sneakers. Yeah.
Keeps it fresh. Keeps it fresh.
But you've made friends who've moved here.
Yes.
So what was appealing about those people who brought themselves to a new city?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. It was just pity. Yeah. I just felt bad.
Thank you, Ashley. Yeah.
I was just if this was my kid, I'd want someone to be nice to them.
You do have a very mom mentality.
Yeah.
I will say I still think to this day I will not have friends if I didn't do stand up.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think it's also like when you move to a new city and you don't know anyone, it's going to suck. Give yourself 100%. A year of it sucking. It's just going to be horrible. But then a year passes and you look around, you're like, oh, I have friends. I don't know if they like me, but they say they're friends.
Exactly. So. You look up at a barbecue and you're like, all right, someone invited me.
Yeah.
Right? And more than three people know my name.
Yeah.
And that's a win.
That's a win.
And two people have given me eye contact. Yeah. So I am here.
And it was the dogs. Yeah. But they know, they remember me. Yeah. That's cool. When I first moved here before I started stand up, I was like, I got to put myself out there. I'm alone in Brooklyn. So I lived in Red Hook and I would try to go to bars and like drink with people. And I tried to like repeat go and nothing latched on.
Yeah.
There was like one bar in Red Hook where they had an Irish meetup. It was an Irish bar called Rockies.
I'm Matty Smith.
I was like, I literally was like, I'll go there. And they did like Gaelic lessons and Irish dancing. And I actually had some good momentum with them.
Okay.
I got like hammered one night with them, but they're a little old. It was like older. It was like I was friends with 40-year-olds in my neighborhood.
So you did Gaelic?
You did. I like went to like a Gaelic like 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. like intensive once, and
wow,
I was actually like on the road to having some friends.
Wow, it you really been, like, wanted friends.
I really did. I was like, I will not flail here. I will make something.
Yeah. Something's gonna stick. It's the Gaelic. Yes, I feel it.
Something's gonna stick. And I had taken Irish dance as a kid, so I was like, I can kind of like intermingle, and I'm Irish.
Right,
they'll love the red hair.
Yeah.
And Irish people in general are very hospitable.
Yeah,
but then once I started stand up, it flopped.
Right,
because I couldn't keep it all up. But I think I would have been on a roll with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what that Maddie, like that sliding doors Maddie is up to now. You know what I mean?
I know. She's like, probably like married to one of the Irish guys.
Yeah. She has like seven kids.
Yeah.
Has a washer and dryer.
Yeah. A parking space.
Let's not go there. I don't want to think about what ifs because my clothes look very clean in that universe. So that's our advice. Put yourself out there shamelessly. Give it a year. Yeah. If you're still not kicking after a year, start stand up or move to a different city.
I know this is like obvious.
One of the two.
This is like obvious, but just be yourself. Like, it's always weird when someone tries too hard.
Yeah.
It's obvious. That's so off-putting. Yeah. So just relax.
Yeah.
Have an anxiety attack, but relax at the same time.
Cry in the bathroom, get it out,
be relaxed.
Yeah.
It's so hard too, because for me, trying too hard is like talking to people first.
Right.
So then you're like, stop trying so hard. And you're like, never mind, I wasn't asking you anything.
Yeah.
And it's really hard.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, number two. Hopefully that was good advice. Number two says, I left my grandma's ring at a guy's house.
Whoops.
He sent me a picture of it, but is now ignoring me. What do I do? I say just show up there.
Yeah, go ring that bell.
Knock on the door.
I just say you text him, you tell him you're pregnant and you're thinking of keeping it. He'll respond. He'll respond real quick.
That's somebody who was born and raised in New York City.
In the same tub. In one tub in New York City. I agree. I think the pregnant thing could get him talking, or something like, I just found out I have herpes.
Ooh. But he's not going to want to see you again after that.
Yeah, he's going to sell your ring.
Yeah.
That's fair. But he could text you back. Anything to get that text back.
Or you could say the ring survived the Holocaust. I feel like really,
that's the one the old lady threw in the ocean in the end.
I think it's a different movie, but
So the Holocaust is the Titanic. In my book, they're the same thing.
People die, and Maddie's like the Holocaust.
They're all the
same. She's like the Lion King. All of it, just the Holocaust.
The third class on the Titanic was Anne Frank's.
That's true. Home. That's true.
Yeah, I would call. I would show up.
I would definitely show up.
Knock the doors,
especially if your grandma's ring. Like, who gives a shit about? I don't know. Like. I mean, what's the politeness?
No,
I mean,
who cares? If it's politeness is him texting back. He has ruined that. So now we're going full. Well, I would try to book him on Judge Judy or something,
right? or take one of your friends who maybe is a little intimidating when you go visit him.
Yes,
and be like,
yes,
bring maybe a little baseball bat.
Bring him, yes,
or like get one of your friends to like swipe right on him on Tinder.
Ooh, catfishing.
Meet up with him. And then you beat him up and you take it to his apartment and get the ring back.
And you put his body in the bathtub.
These are all things I did not think of. I was like, just show up at his house. But yeah, you could trick him. Can call, have a friend call and be like, hey, it's the cops.
Yeah, I love the sexy cops. Hey, it's the cops.
Hey, is that
how the cops call? They never say like it's officer. They're just like it's the cops.
Hey, it's the cops. Hey, it's the cops. We just wanted to see if you're awake right now.
You are?
Can we come over? Yeah. Or what scares a man? What scares a man?
I mean,
having a kid. I don't
castration.
Know.
Castration.
Oh, a Seinfeld impression.
Ew, his mother.
That's what I'm saying. Like, go on Facebook, find him, find his mom on Facebook, message her.
Yeah. Find his grandmother.
Find his grandmother and say, hey.
Cancel him.
Cancel him. Yeah, post it on Twitter and then they'll find him. Anything you post on Twitter that's that true. Has to do with like doxing a man, easily.
Okay, Twitter, do your thing.
Do your thing, girl. Oh my gosh. I'm going to post one that's like, I need a job. Twitter, do your thing.
Yeah.
Get this girl a job. Sometimes people get on there and are like, one day later, they're like, thank you guys so much. I have raised $400,000 for myself. Bitch, give me some fucking money.
How? Like, how?
Yes. Dude, I'm done with that. I'm done with apps. Okay, so I think we gave enough advice for that one. Yeah. You guys.
They were good.
They were all very good.
I'm suspicious about some untold things in this question, but we respect.
About the grandmother's ring?
Yeah, why wouldn't he respond?
Why would you take it off? No offense. I shouldn't blame the victim.
Yeah. You're victim shaming.
I am.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And we're all leaving stuff at guys' house to get them to call. Would it be my grandma's ring? No, it would be a knockoff like toe ring.
Used tampon.
That used tampon. Hey, you left your used tampon.
Oh my God, I'm so dumb. Oh my God, but you know I'm ovulating.
Yeah.
I'm so young.
I need it.
Oh man. Okay, so this one says, all right, let's switch to the one about the van. So we're switching from dating stuff. This one says, should I move out of my house into my van to save $3,000 a month?
Okay, where are you living that it's $3,000? I mean, that's a nice apartment in New York City.
Yeah. First of all, I'm saying, can you just downsize your apartment?
Right.
Like, can you move to a smaller place?
Can you go
get a roommate?
Like $1,500?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Must you be within the $3,000 budget?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can think of a million places where you could go alternative. You can take my place. It's $1,900 a month.
There you go.
You can move in with Maddie and Andrew.
And come
Andrew.
On in.
Yeah.
Bring your thongs.
Bring your thongs. Don't clean the table. It's a mess. I would say no. I don't like the idea of not having a bathroom close by. That's the biggest thing. And Wi-Fi.
I just don't get the whole van thing. Like, I have too much childhood trauma to live in a van. You know what I mean? Like, I was so poor growing up. If I lived in a van, I'd be like...
Oh, I thought it was another kind of trauma in a van. Never mind. Okay.
She was molested in a van. Yeah. She's casually bringing
so hack
it up now.
Ashlyn.
I know. We get it. You have uncles.
Stop bragging already. You're a hot child. We got it.
Yeah, I would say don't
live in a van, man.
It depends on your values.
Live in a van, man.
Man.
That's a story.
Or is it a lady?
It was a guy who submitted this one.
Oh, of course.
And I want to say straight guy based on his prof pick, which is him hiking.
See, they don't need to, they can live in a van.
Hiking? He's already living in a van.
That's why I was like, maybe you already have the van on your mind. Yeah. Me, it's never in top 1,000 priorities not living in a van.
Right. Yes.
But for him, someone who maybe read Into the Wild, who enjoys books like, you know, about going off the grid.
Sure. Yeah.
That new movie on Netflix with the guy who's off the grid. Nomadland. Not Nomadland. There's another one, something about a guy raises his kids off the grid.
Oh, Captain Fantastic?
Yes, Captain Fantastic. Yeah.
Maybe he wants to be like,
watch that.
And yeah, that's a great movie.
Maybe he wants to be like James Franco in 24 Hours. Yes. Remember?
He like 127 hours?
Yeah.
I'm here to fact check.
24 hours, because that's like a lot of coming off.
I thought you were talking about the movie, the show 24. I was like, has anyone watched 24 anymore? 127 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he
in a, like 24 hours. I'm done. Like,
yeah.
In it's and when out. He gets his hands, his arm stuck in the rock and he cuts
Ew.
It off.
Yeah. No, not for me.
He like drinks his piss or something like that.
No, yeah. I hate those movies. Sometimes I do every Friday night.
Why not? Get a little loose.
Helps with hangovers.
Hey, we're not kink shaming here. So
no, that's true.
Do you, boo-boo.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I can understand the appeal if you're going to like move into a van and travel the country. Like, right. I definitely want to do that at some point in my life.
Right.
Maddie's looking really
I'm
going to
say one thing.
She's going to ask you to leave.
No, I will not. We respect all genders all right. on this and genders and opinions on this, but it is not on my list.
Yeah.
I spend 1 hour in a car and I think, I'm like banging on the window. I'm like, get me out of here. And he's like, we went to the grocery store. We didn't. So me personally, and you know why? When we were younger, my family lived in Buffalo and we were in Virginia for a while. So we would take these 10-hour trips to Buffalo.
Ugh.
And that's why I'm like, I do not that. Fuck with the road trips. Yeah. And I didn't get to stop a lot because my dad likes to get there in the earliest time possible. So it was like, we're making one stop and it'll be at 6 hours in.
Oh, dad time when they love to be everywhere too early.
Too early.
Too early.
And then they make a wrong turn everything. And they're like, we won't ask for help.
Yeah.
So the trip ends up being 16 hours instead of 10. Yeah. I see you. So that's more my aversion to any sort of fun road trip comes in.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess if you're a guy, like they can live anywhere. They can live in a shoebox. Like they really don't need much.
It's really about the hygiene.
Hygiene. I think for women, it's tough because we really need running water. We have a lot of things
that happen.
And we need like safe places.
Yeah, that's true too.
You know,
like, anytime I think about like going off the grid, an immediate thought is my pussy.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is not going to bode well for the urethra, the infections that can be involved down there. Anytime I watch like a Downton Abbey or something, I'm like, those people smell like shit and they got UTIs.
Disgusting.
They all, even the royalty has UTIs.
For sure.
Her pussies is burning all the time.
All the time.
And they're having sex and the dicks are covered in mud.
No. Maddie, no.
Anytime I see sex before like the year 2000, I'm like, that's a muddy.
Before the year 2000.
No one was peeing after sex in the 90s. I'm going to throw
that's
that
true.
Out there.
I lived through the 90s and you're right.
Yeah. Jill knows.
I was a teen, but.
Jill knows. And I only started doing it probably yesterday. So. Yeah. So if you want to live in the van, you do you, booby, but not for me.
Yeah, not for me. But for Jill one day.
One day.
For Jill one day.
One day.
Yeah.
But if it's a cost-saving mechanism, maybe find another stream of income because you're going
to
be sad.
I wouldn't do it to save costs. I would do it for adventure.
Yes.
Especially if it's like $3,000. Like, you're like...
That's a lot.
You're like,
that's a lot of rent.
Where are you living?
Yeah, just get a smaller place.
At the Ritz? Like, where the fuck are you living?
Trump Tower? What's going on here? I agree. Okay, last question of the segment.
Okay.
How do you get over the fact that your significant other has had a significant other in the past? The question specifically, sorry, to Ashlyn said, how do you get over the fact that your boyfriend has had a girlfriend in the past?
I'm offended. Heterosexuality.
Very heterosexual.
It's disgusting.
I'm going to say, I think I frame it as like funny. It's funny that he was with someone else.
Right. It's like, wow, somebody else dealt with this?
Yeah. You don't do any dishes. You leave your beard hair all over the sink. I feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
Oh, the lady in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't really, I'm like too old to be like, wah.
I don't care. I mean, I have also been single for probably like 8 years at this point.
Not bad. And COVID was one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Seven.
Yeah. Six.
Six. Six. Seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Six.
But yeah, I don't get jealous or anything because it's like, why bother? Oh,
that would, that's like kind of like,
I do.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I just compare myself all the time.
Really?
Oh,
really?
I'm like, oh yeah, well, I bet, did this person do this for you? Everything right. I do for Kate, I'm like, oh, yeah. Did your ex do this?
Oh,
I guess I'm better. No, I'm playing. Oh.
I was like, okay, Ashlyn.
I'm okay. You're a little different than I thought.
I know. I had no idea.
Maybe you got to go to another tub in another city.
You got to change tubs.
Yes. I don't. But sometimes when I get really, I know his ex was like a neat freak. Mm. So sometimes when I get really messy, yeah, yeah, I'm like, yeah. I bet you miss that, don't you?
Right.
And he's like, no, actually. And I'm, but you do. Yeah. You do miss that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like Andrew was in like college for one relationship. I'm like, that's a totally different person.
Right.
And I think it would be one thing if there was, if she was like all over social media with yeah. happy photos, but there was no photos,
or like still in his life some way, you know what I yes. mean, like once the person is removed, you're like whatever, right? And you like picture that person as whatever you want them to yeah. be, like that person was a monster, they don't compare to me, you know what I mean? Like
you miss them, you meet them, they're the nicest people
yeah.
in the world.
Yeah.
Ashlyn, I've heard so much about you. Yeah, if when they're out of the life, it's like whatever.
Yeah,
I'll never run into them.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
say, yeah, just say don't worry about it, don't sweat it, you yeah. got him now, so
yeah, he's with you yeah. now.
I say if it bothers you so much, just like block all their significant other, like the past, on their Instagram,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then that'll make you sleep just right.
Yeah, yeah. I agree
it's like a nice glass of hot milk before bed.
Oh, okay. Ashlyn, is that what you do every night?
Yeah, something like hot milk.
Hot scalding hot milk.
I haven't heard anyone refer to hot milk in like 20 years.
That's why she no can't problem. Live in the van.
Yeah.
She's gotta get
you hot milk. Do they have microwaves in the van? I didn't think so.
I'm gonna start a fire now to have my hot milk? I don't think so.
How am I gonna sleep? That's not the happening. Real question.
Not happening. I also think once you get in your first relationship that's very secure, you don't give a... If the relationship feels not secure, you might have those thoughts.
Sure. Yeah.
Once I got with Andrew, I was like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like. Boring and normal.
Yeah.
Not boring. We're just like...
Well, it's not supposed to make you feel crazy, right?
Yeah.
Because like, when we hear about love, it's like, I'm crazy in love, which is Beyonce's fault. Let's all blame Beyonce for that.
That is her fault. Yeah. And then Jay-Z cheated on her. I'm like, yeah. Are you crazy in love? What's going on?
And then yeah. she took out Lemonade and was just beating... shit with a bat.
Yeah,
so like
I don't know, who are you?
But like when you don't feel crazy and you feel bored, like that's the best part, right? Yeah. Like that's the best part of a relationship.
Yeah, you're just like, what's for dinner?
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing we do every Tuesday, right. Chickpea pasta.
Chickpea pasta.
Yeah. Oh, white it people. Tastes just like regular pasta. Wouldn't be able to tell the difference. It tastes a lot different.
Yeah.
Yep, that's my advice.
How do you feel about like your partner having pictures of their significant other on their Instagram? Like, you know how like sometimes
yeah.
they'll have them like old pictures and they just don't delete them?
So here's my take on that is when I started dating Andrew, he didn't have any. And I was like, why don't you have any pictures of your ex? And he said she didn't want any.
Huh.
And that's what. So I also have a very strong case for not caring because yeah. this bitch was not nice to him at all.
Yeah.
So it's like, of course he wouldn't want her in his life at all.
Yeah.
When right. your significant other doesn't want any pictures of you on
that's
Instagram.
Fucked up.
Yeah. You're fucking yeah. rude as hell.
Yeah. That's whack.
It's like,
yeah.
show me off.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm posting him every day. I'm like, look at this guy. He's normal.
He makes of, chickpea pasta.
He's got a song on.
Wears thongs.
Over his shoulder. He's like, ooh.
Like that copper tone baby. So that's why. But yeah. I do think there's a weird like delete or not. Because if you delete, it's like, I can't fuck you, bitch.
Right,
but if
yeah.
you don't delete, it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Do I have any yeah. of my exes? No. But I told Kay I would like if she deleted hers.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
I was like, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Very easy
there you
going.
Go.
Yeah. yeah.
If they push back, you're like, mm.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's weird.
Then, exactly.
And it's usually men who are like, you will not tell me what to do.
Right.
You so can't change me.
Yeah. And when it's just deleting a photo of another woman.
Yeah.
Any sort of pushback from a man? No. No, 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 no. Any. And I'm talking, give me $500. Pushback?
Yeah.
No. We're
yeah.
done here.
We're done.
Yeah.
We're Move done. On. So that's what I have to say. If he has girlfriends and if he's still it's situational.
Yeah.
But in a secure relationship, it should not matter.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because you want to get with a guy who you're his first girlfriend?
Hell no.
You want a virgin?
You want a baby? What's wrong with you?
Okay, Woody Allen.
Sisuni over here. I would argue even more than sex virgin, like a relationship virgin, like hasn't been in a relationship. No, I want a seasoned man who knows how to treat me right based on his failures. Based on forgetting birthdays, forgetting anniversaries. He knows now
that I'm a
ticking time bomb.
Who's humble a little bit because they've been treated poorly. You know what I mean? Like, humbled. You get into a relationship at first and you have all these expectations, like of like
100%
how good a relationship is supposed to be. Yeah. But like, past relationships, they break you down a little bit and you just humble yourself.
And then you wow him just by being like, hello, you look nice today.
He's like, no one ever said that to me before. You're like, let's take a picture. He's like, are you serious?
Can I put it on my Instagram? Is that okay? I don't want to offend you.
So I don't remember what we were saying, but yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Were we saying that?
I don't know.
I'm a little tired.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Because jealousy. Yes. Oh, you don't want a relationship virgin.
Yeah. I want a
seasoned man
with salt and pepper, thyme, mm-hmm. sage on him.
Yeah,
Herbes de Provence.
Yes, Herbes de Provence. And yeah, so there's your answers. That's our segment.
Yeah,
emotional.
You're welcome for issues. The advice. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I don't know.
Use it.
Yeah. Use it or not. We don't give a fuck. All of us are thriving, obviously. So.
I'm like, I haven't known the man's touch. 37 years.
Miss Nomadland over here.
In her van.
In my van.
Oh my gosh. Oh, let's move on to our topics. Last part of the pod. Okay, let's talk about the books.
Oh, yeah.
We got the Dr. Seuss books going off the shelves rapidly, flying off the shelves. And then the Captain Underpants Kung Fu Cavemen, some of the long lines of them. I don't really care. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I take them off the shelf. I wouldn't mind if people kind of just like are actively taking things off shelves that are offensive. Just quietly take comedians' bits off without writing. Just quietly
think
remove
pieces. We don't need it.
We don't need all the just take them out quietly. I agree. You know. But is there anything growing up that you guys think should be removed from the shelves? Anything too scary?
The Bible?
The Bible! Yes! I will say the Bible has some scary stories in it.
Yeah. It's also got a lot of misogyny.
Yeah.
Homophobia. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. It's just like very anti-enjoying your life.
Totally.
Yeah, all of it. It's very shaming, too.
So judgmental.
Yeah. Judgmental, and people take it seriously as fuck. I want to say one children's book that scared the shit out of me when I was a kid I think should be removed more so than the Dr. Seuss books, and it was called Heggity Peg.
Huh. Never heard of it.
It was one of those books where it's like the artistry is like blah, blah, and very like scary and caricatures and dark. And Heggity Peg was about a family, and the kids' names were Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
How original.
I know, right? And Heggity Peg would come by and she'd be like, I'm Heggity Peg. I lost my leg. Can you give me some food? And she barged into this home. The mom left for the day. Great mom, right?
Yeah.
She left all the days of the week alone. And she turned the kids into food.
What?
She turned the kids into food.
She ate
the kids?
And
she started eating them.
Ooh.
What kind of cannibalism is this?
I don't know what happened. I'll have to pull up some images. But Heggity Peg started eating. And then the mom came home, I think, and was like, stop.
Don't eat my children.
Yeah. And then Monday,
she's
Tuesday,
like, don't
Wednesday.
Eat Friday. Friday is my favorite.
Literally. Yeah. Saturday. And then you can take Sunday.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the Heggity Peg was starting.
Wow.
She was like scooping up a pie with her two fingers.
Ew. Whoa, Heggity gross.
It was one of those like.
Heggity gross.
Heggity gross.
Boom.
Indeed.
Yeah.
You roasted those, her. Like, grim fairy tale, but drawn out type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some children's books that take it too far.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the Dr. Seuss thing?
I say take all the books out because honestly, I hated books as a kid.
Take them all out. Burn them all every with video book. Games. Yes. When I was in high school and I heard like burning books because they were banned, I was like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we hate books. Video yeah. games. Yeah. We watch TV in this house.
Yeah. All hail burn MTV. Books. All
yeah.
hail.
Yeah.
The new Bible, MTV.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I do think the Bible is boring as fuck. And it's just still the number one sell book in the past
the greatest
years.
Story ever told.
So boring.
As someone news. Well, Jill, that you're also Jewish.
Well, ish.
So. Ish.
Yeah. I went to an Episcopalian school from kindergarten until I graduated high school. What? So I'm familiar with the Christian faith.
Aren't the Episcopalians
not to brag here?
Yeah. Aren't the Episcopalians pretty chill?
They are. They're like Catholic light.
Yeah, they're like, and they have women pastors. Uh-huh. And they're very community oriented.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was out just out of college, I worked at a job and there was a community garden at an Episcopalian church. Ah. And the pastor was a woman who taught like sewing to the community.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds sweet.
She was very sweet.
Yeah, that's yeah. sweet.
I mean, it didn't do shit for anyone.
Yeah. Right.
It was very sweet on paper. Sell.
I was like, they're like, money?
We need we need money. Yeah. It's the equivalent of the Krispy Kreme donut. Yeah. Like, we don't want that. We're good. What do you guys think of the Krispy Kreme initiative? I don't, people were mad.
I don't understand why people were mad.
First of all, it's like one donut. Like if one yeah. donut is going to make you obese, you're probably already obese.
I did read a report from Wisconsin.
Right? Like.
Agreed. Or if one donut tells you, I want more food, you have a food addiction and yeah. maybe you should have gotten the donut to begin with.
Yeah.
But I read a report from Wisconsin that said like the cars were out the driveway at the Krispy Kreme the day oh. the announcement was made.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin. What else do you think they're going to do
I
now?
Know.
Yeah.
They got nothing going
cheese,
on there.
Cheese and donuts. Yeah. yeah.
I think more places should give free stuff for getting the vaccine.
Yeah, I don't know. Why not? It's a big deal. And also, you get the vaccine if you're obese. So it seems to kind of be like yeah. a snake eating its own tail kind of thing.
Snake eating its own fried tail.
It's glazed tail.
Kind of thing. When people are mad, I'm just like, we got to get out of this quarantine.
I know.
People are just mad about everything.
I know.
Everything. Like, people were mad about the Dr. Seuss books being taken off. Like, yeah. they were like, we want to read Dr. Seuss. I'm like, you're 50. Stop.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing everyone. Stop
it. I know. Let me say something about the Dr. Seuss thing. And the people who are getting mad about it taking off the shelves are also the ones mad at Lil Nas's video.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, the missed, like, every their viewpoints are scattered.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you hate gays, but you got to be consistent, okay? And they're just like all over. That's why you poke holes in everything they do.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. At least liberals got one point of view.
Yeah.
You know? So the Lil Nas X thing, the anti like devil is crazy to me. Because I don't think people, like actual people read the Bible and they picture like a devil right. in hell. I don't think there was even devil imagery in the Bible.
Yeah.
I just
or like about temptation.
Or like about like hell with fire and flames.
Yeah.
Was there?
I think that's in a different book.
That's in a Dr. Seuss book.
That's in, yeah. Dr. Seuss that's book. In Dante's Inferno.
Yeah. yeah.
But they took it like crazy. I think they just hate that he's gay.
Yeah.
I just
and
think,
black.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't see color, so thank you for reminding me.
He's black, just so you know.
Thank you for reminding me.
I just think anything that gay people do, they will find a reason yeah. to be mad. Because, like, if that was, like, a regular rapper, just, like, let's say playing cards with the devil, everybody would be like, oh, you get it? It's, like, irony because you're playing with the devil. You get it? Like, we get it. But as soon yeah. as gay people do stuff, they're like, right. the agenda.
Ashlyn,
like,
shut up. Let me ask you this, Ashlyn. Yeah. As the only gay person, surprisingly, at this table.
Yeah. yeah. Including your shirt.
I, yeah. I wore this for you. I said, yeah. welcome. Jumbo. Jumbo. I waved a pride flag on my house when Ashlyn came, like, the Underground Railroad. I said, you're welcome here.
Yeah. You're safe here.
You're safe here.
Drew had his gay flag thong on.
He had his banana hammock yeah. on, pulled right over his head. So have you ever talked to anyone who, like, my friend Jordan told me that she hates gay. No, I'm kidding. She said that she'll talk to someone who's like, has pretty progressive views, but because he's religious, he's like, I just think, because she has two moms, and he's like, I just think that what your moms are doing are the act of Satan.
What?
So, yeah. But he's like her friend, and he's like, I cannot. Have you ever talked to people who are like, I like you, but what you do is the devil?
Yeah, I've talked to people like that, but no one said it in to my face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I just, you know what? Like, I know, I know that people have that opinion and I'll like talk to someone about it. But like, honestly, those people, like anytime you have a real conversation with them, they like back away from it. Right. They're like, oh, well, like, you know, like the thing is like sinning. And I'm like, first of all, were you married before you had sex?
Yeah.
Because you're a sinner. You know what I mean? Have you ever lied? Because you're a sinner. It just feels like with the whole Bible and the sinning, a lot of people like to choose what to sin and not. Like, they don't take the whole Bible.
I'm out here envying other people's wives. I'll tell you that much. Hey,
I covet.
I am coveting my neighbor's wife. And boy, is she hot from behind. I know, it's so true. The gay thing, the gay obsession is crazy to me.
I think if you care a lot, you're probably gay.
Yes. That's what I thought. When someone told me what gay was, I was like, okay, cool. And I kept moving on with my day.
Yeah.
Right.
As I was making out with a woman.
Yeah. But... And you bought that shirt.
I said, I'd like to support. I remember the first time I was at my neighbor's house. I was literally 8 years old and they were playing with a Ouija board.
Ooh.
And you know the guy who's in the neighborhood who always gets made fun of? There was a guy who's a couple of years older. They were playing with the Ouija board and they were like, let's ask it if Matt's gay.
Oh. And poor Matt.
It's the Y-E-S. Oh, dang!
Got outed by it with a Ouija board. That sucks.
I would love to be outed by a Ouija board. That's so...
Experience from beyond.
That's punk.
I know.
That's
he wasn't so punk. There. He wasn't... That's the worst part. So they were, like, bullying him behind his back. I'm like, first of all... Okay. But I didn't know what gay was, so then I asked my mom.
Yeah.
And it did not faze me at all.
Yeah, why would it?
So how do you... I know. I was like, okay, cool. But why for some people is it such an obsession?
Because you're probably gay.
For me, I'm like, as long as I'm getting it in, I don't give a fuck what you guys do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care that people are straight. And it's a little disgusting to me.
When you first found out what straight was, you said, that's going to be a problem for me.
Men have such a problem like with anything that's like, you know, attacking their fucking heterosexuality and their masculinity. It's just, and I also think there's like some weird hatred of femininity and like being a woman tied in with their hatred of being gay, because it's like being a feminine man, which is gross because women are gross.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't, it's just
100%.
Like,
the misogyny is strong in this one.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of, you know, like, I feel like a lot of gay guys go through it because when they are gay, men are like, you're not a man anymore.
Exactly.
And like, it doesn't happen for women, right? Like, it's not like I'm gay, so you guys are like, oh, you're not a woman anymore. You know, even though you and Stuart treat me like that.
Yeah. They treat me like that, too, just so you know.
It's not a gay thing.
It's not a gay thing. It's a redhead thing.
We're just bitches to anyone who ain't us. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, I guess that's true. There was like a lesbian gym teacher. And my...
What?
When I was in middle school, we had a lesbian gym teacher. And you know how mean eighth grade girls are.
Yes.
This woman could not give a fuck about you guys. But they accused her of watching them through the glass.
Oh,
you know, her office was in that. They accused her of like staring. And I would run into her. She worked at the Apple store. She wore cargo shorts and Adidas running shoes and like the biggest t-shirts you would have. I'm like, Miss Dunn is not looking at you. I cannot emphasize this anymore. But they twisted it and they accused her.
Wow,
this is how anti-gay people are. They told the principal, what is the principal going to do? Say, because, you know, they put black construction paper over her window.
Wow.
So she couldn't even.
It's so fucked up.
That's what the principal did?
The school did, because the girls complained. They were like, she's looking at us. This was like the most butch gym teacher. You will never find her looking at. I don't know how to emphasize. She was like incredibly nice to me when I got there.
I bet
maybe she was hitting on you. Yeah. But it sounds like you were in love with her. Yeah.
You're like, ooh, those cargo shorts.
That Apple store discount.
Yeah, you're really pretty. But the hatred is strong.
Yeah, it's just fear,
Fear. Like, it's ignorance.
Ignorance and fear. Yeah. The classics.
The classic ingredients.
The classics. I used to have a lot of both, and now I just hate myself.
So. Yeah. Turn it inward.
I know. That's the other thing is like people who are outwardly mean. I'm like, how do you have the time? How do you get past hating yourself to hating other races, other sexualities?
How do you have the confidence?
Yeah.
You
know, like. And a lot of people who are like, you know, what's the word? Bigoted and stuff. Ugly as fuck. I'm like, you need to do some reflection.
That's why, though, because they're ugly. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. They're just like, they're, that's how they treat the world. They're like, I'm ugly, so the world has to be ugly.
True. So true.
Problem solved right there. Right. Yeah.
Wow. We really figured it out.
What is this? The Joe Rogan podcast? Okay, well, before we end, let me ask you one question. Will you be buying the shoes with the blood in them?
I have a question. Whose blood is it?
So I looked a little bit into it. It's not Nike who's making the shoe, although I did see that Nike is suing the people that Lil Nas X collaborated with. So,
Which is wrong, because this company makes like toaster bath bombs. They're like ironic, right? Like toaster, like bath bombs, right? Like
it's supposed to be like a funny, like, yes, you know, yeah. Cool guy.
I got it.
And they made Jesus shoes that had holy water in them, and Nike didn't sue them. So like.
Is it real blood? I mean, it said real blood.
Yeah, they didn't do anything that would have been in line with medical procedures. It was like he was literally like, yeah, it's just like six guys' blood from our company.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like, huh. I don't know. But I also don't think there's any laws around bodily fluids that will allow them to get sued. Right?
I mean, maybe
I don't. This is not ever something I've ever seen.
Maybe Nike can say they're sabotaging their brand.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. By like,
they are very powerful.
Yeah,
by saying use period blood in all of my art.
Yeah, and me too.
I have them in my shoes. I have them in my Nike. Yeah,
I spread it on the wall before I go up on stage. Yeah. I say, "This is who I am. I'm a woman. Hear me roar."
Yeah, exactly.
This is a ritual.
Yeah. I will not be buying the blood shoes.
They're so expensive.
Yeah, they're also expensive.
I just like, I don't care about the blood. It just has like that, like, the charm is like a devil's
pentagram. Yeah.
Yeah. And as a Latina, I just can't do that. I'm too superstitious for that. Oh, I can't do it.
You let the devil into your house.
Yes, on my feet.
Like, coming for your soul.
Yes. You know how to enter someone's soul, right? Yeah. Through their feet. Yeah.
Wow. See, this is why we got diversity on the podcast, because you will not hear a white person say that. I'll tell you that much. But I just thought the pendant was ugly. I was like,
I don't need $1,000 sneakers.
No, I mean, although I do see Ashlyn's, and you know, trying to get those Yeezys, trying to get those Bad Bunny sneakers. So I think I would see you wearing the blood Nikes.
Yeah, well, without the charm though, and it has like 666. I can't. It's too much
devil for you.
Yeah,
people who are into like devil play is like.
I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with demons.
It's like Renaissance
fairs. Yeah. I was like, cosplay.
It's nerdy.
Yeah. It's nerdy more than. It's very like goth vibes.
Yeah.
But even not even as cool as goth.
Right.
Like, I don't even know.
It's too organized.
Yeah.
To be cool, I think.
Too organized to be cool.
Yeah.
It has to be more messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need more actual like devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the devil is not that clean.
Like I need to feel like the blood as I step. You know what I mean? Just like gush. Like gush. Gush.
Yes. Gush. Like gush. When you go to like
or it's like your own blood because it has stabbing you in your feet the whole time. That's punk.
Like an immersive experience.
Yeah.
Like when you go to Honey, I Shrunk the Audience at Disney World. And the dog sneezes on you.
Yeah. I've never been to that. That sounds amazing.
You've never been? Or the Muppets, the big one, the dog sneezes on you. And,
cool. Or the Simpsons in Universal.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Where you mustn't stop bragging.
Or, you know, Harry Potter World or Six Flags New England.
Don't worry. Like, when you get your van, you'll travel.
Yeah. Go right to Disney World.
Go by myself to Disney World. Hi, kids.
You and Woody Allen.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I think that's our pod. I had a great time. I don't know how long, but it feels like an hour.
Thank you.
I had a great time. Yeah, thank you.
Guys, where can we find you, Ashlyn?
You can find me at Ashlyn Salzano on Instagram.
Per usual. And Jill?
I'm at Jill_lives Instagram and Twitter, and my podcast, Wiki Freaks. With a Z.
With a Z.
With a Z.
With a Z.
Well, thank you guys for listening. If you're on the Patreon, love y'all so much. Best friends in a motherfucking world. If you're listening, you might want to join the Patreon. It's literal fire. You can see us laugh at each other. Solo podcast from Maddie every week. That's who's talking right now. So check out patreon.com/Maddie Smith to become a baddie. Bye.